Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Returning to our main news this lunchtime, Israel massing thousands of troops on its border with Gaza, along with tanks and other military equipment ahead of an expected ground offensive. A short while ago, the Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant defended the order to Palestinian civilians from Israel to evacuate northern Gaza. He described the situation as a war for the existence of Israel.
I cannot let the world forget the brutal attacks Hamas terrorists conduct against Israeli children, Israeli women, Israeli elderly and entire families. Murder, rape, kidnapping, this is what we face in this war. This is a war on the existence of Israel as a prosperous state, as a democratic state, as the homeland of the Jewish people.
Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant. Well, let's talk now to Daniel Byman, who is Senior Fellow with the Centre for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Byman. I thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. You've been writing today that there are, in military terms, no good options for Israel in Gaza. We know the possible humanitarian consequences of a ground operation into the territory. But in military terms, what is Israel facing?
So Gaza is a nightmare for military operations. It is one of the most densely populated areas of the world. And as you indicated, that's going to be a humanitarian nightmare for Palestinians, but it's also a tremendous military challenge. Many of the advantages that advanced militaries like Israel have, which involve speed and reconnaissance and firepower, are of much less use in built-up areas. Hamas has built a quite extensive tunnel network throughout Gaza where it can hide. It will take advantage of the very broken terrain in the area. And all this is going to be done in middle of a very large civilian population. And no military wants to fight in such conditions.
Israel's stated aim is nothing less than the destruction of Hamas. And that itself, that implies a much deeper incursion into Gaza than Israel has ever mounted before since its withdrawal from there.
That's absolutely correct. Given both the incredible scale of the death in Israel, but also the nature of it, the reports of many atrocities against children and the elderly have created tremendous political support for a very strong operation against Hamas. But Hamas is deeply embedded in Gaza. It's not just the government of Gaza, but it has social and economic organizations, mosques and hospitals and charities. So uprooting Hamas from Gaza is almost impossible without a very long sustained occupation. And that will be costly for Israel as well as for the Palestinians.
And the risk of a second front to the north of Hezbollah becoming involved, is that something in the event of a ground operation that becomes more and more likely?
Absolutely. Now, I think the answer with Northern Front is we simply don't know. For years, Israel and Hezbollah have had a very uneasy relationship where they've agreed to both sides doing limited uses of military force, some rocket fire, some raids, but it hasn't escalated into all-out war. So there's been a lot of signaling back and forth. But this violence changes everything. It's so much larger than previous ones where Hezbollah will feel a lot of pressure to respond. Iran, of course, is very anti-Israel and supports Hezbollah. So it will be harder for Hezbollah to stay out of it. But Hezbollah also has many reasons to avoid a conflict. Last time it went to war with Israel, its constituents in Lebanon paid a very heavy price too.
All right. Daniel Byman in Washington, thank you very much for that.